and we, I came back then a year, then was gone 18 months, and came back, went 2 years into university.
The 18 months, he's speaking about he was gone, he was in service.
Oh, in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then you had 2 years at the university, and then went to law school.
I went one of the years in law school and got credit on my lit degree. And then went on and got my law degree, which made 5 years, I believe, in university. And then I taught law 2 years in university.
And then you opened your own practice in Oxford.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a rather checkered career since I got out.
You didn't open your own law school here until you was off of the judge, the bench in Jackson. After you quit being a judge and off the bench in Jackson, you opened your own law
school. Oh, I came back here after.
Yes.
In 65. Got in with Freeland Gaffer down there. After I got to be an old man.
Well, hardly call you that. You've got too good a memory. these things can come back to you very easily, I can tell. Not difficult to remember. I think your legal training probably keeps your mind sharp, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. Fellow says I drank good hard liquor.
You're just kidding. You are just kidding.
When I drink.
He doesn't drink, and he doesn't smoke. He doesn't curse, so he has some good features about him.
I see.
In other words, I don't. The old fella says, "Boy says, what the heck do you to smell like a man?"
He goes to that law office every morning. Spends a half a day.
No, so there's one thing I do. I walk. If anybody wants to tell you that, I guess I walk more miles. Probably any man that's ever lived at my age.
Well, that's the best kind of exercise.
I
tell everybody that when I was a little boy, my daddy says, "Taylor, come out," and put me in between two plow handles. I just could reach them. And I've been walking ever since.
He sold a car about 2 weeks ago. We called it his car. It was 12 years old. It had 31,000 miles on it. So you
Absolutely.
See, he walked. His car sat in the shed.
Mm. Well, that makes, I think everybody's going to have to be re-educated to do that. There's no sense. The doctor told me that if you can walk someplace, it's no more than you can get someplace without a car, no more than 4 miles away, walk it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the doctor's told me
it's the best exercise in the world,
walking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going right now and put the car in the shed. I've left it out. I'm going to go.
What were we talking about the last time?
I've got y'all off of your business.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.